Sci-fi.
Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a conspiracy theory paranormal podcast featuring one believer, one skeptic, and one guest, produced by Starburns Audio. I forgot to say that. I'm going to stop saying that. Anyway, if you have a 5-star review, leave it on iTunes. We'll read it on the air. Also, go to our Patreon, patreon.com/reallifesci-fi, and get 2 bonus episodes a week.
Yeah.
Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF, our good friend. I forgot to... Comedian, actor... Yeah.
Filmmaker
Bud Diaz. Bud, thanks for being here.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. Cheers. Cheers to that.
Cheers. Cheers. Here, I'll air cheers you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Wade is sitting very far away for some reason.
I don't like to get too close to the crazy.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
How are you doing?
Great. It's hot. Everyone's going to be talking
it's
about
okay
that,
in I'm here, sure. Right?
No, it's great in here.
Yeah.
We changed locations because it was fucking 96 degrees in my place when I left.
Wow. Inside?
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah, we were going to be sweating. I was like, what are we going to try to joke around?
Yeah, that's how you get some faulty equipment.
I'm okay.
Oh, that's true.
That's true. You touching dials and oscillators, and 3 big sweaty guys.
Yeah, we do have this giant soundboard here.
What?
It's so big.
Here, I'm going to start using my... Is it also called a soundboard that when you hit the button...
I think it also is called a soundboard.
Okay, I'm going to start using my soundboard.
Whose bright idea was that to name it the same?
Yeah, the same thing. It makes no sense. I don't actually
Can you
have
run
one.
A soundboard? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, like funny, like boings and shit. I got a boing. I got a
with
fart.
An iPad.
Yeah, you come in. What's this thing?
Oh yeah, I've never seen this in my life.
Here, look at what I do. Say something.
What do you mean? Oh, okay, I see. We'll take that out.
Okay, bud.
Yo.
We do a thing called the WOW scale.
WOW scale.
Are you a Wed or are you a Willy?
Okay.
It stands for Wade or Willy.
Okay.
If you're a Wade, you're a 0. If you're a Willie, you're a 5. Okay. And it's a spectrum, so you can be anywhere in there.
Got it.
It's just to give the listeners a reference to see where you're coming from.
Okay.
The first question is a 3-part question. Also, there are dogs here.
That was a weird laugh.
Friends. There are friends here.
It was like almost a yawn laugh.
Yeah, we got all our dogs here.
How do I answer these questions?
I'll ask them first.
Oh, okay, I understand.
First is a 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth within the last 300 years?
Yes, I believe in aliens. Yes, I believe they visited Earth. No, I don't think they visited within the last 300 years.
Okay, do you believe in like humanoid aliens, or are you talking more like mushrooms and shit?
I believe in humanoid aliens just because of the universal idea of gravity. So like, and beings, if they existed somewhere else, would also be fighting gravity in the same way that we did in our journey.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So they like everyone, I think, regardless of where you are, I think we're all just trying to stand upright somehow. I think that's the goal.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Does that make sense? They're all just trying to like fight gravity.
Yeah, that's why dogs are always walking around on their hind legs.
Yes.
Being all cute.
Yeah.
There's a couple cute bears out there.
Then
you know what's up.
Dude, trying to go viral. You know?
Have you seen the bear? His Which paws bear? Got hurt in a car accident.
Is this a bar joke?
No, this is real.
Okay. Go on.
I think it's funny to say it was a car accident. He got hit by a car. He wasn't driving. And he's in this guy's backyard, and he's just walking, and he looks like a person. Huh. And I guarantee you that's where Bigfoot came from.
That could be.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he like looks so much like a person. Like, his gait is very human-like.
Yeah.
Okay, where are you from?
I'm from Santa Maria, California.
Oh, are you a surfer?
No.
Which one's Santa Maria?
Santa Maria is between San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara. So it's right there on the Central Coast.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of.
Is that near the military base? Is that kind of close?
Yes, like Vandenberg military base. It's kind of near Pismo Beach. It's one of our more popular.
And you're not a surfer?
Nah.
You didn't thrash the Pismo break?
No, man. Friends don't let friends surf Pismo. Everyone knows that.
Is that the tourist place?
Yeah. Well, I've seen like bumper stickers to say that.
God.
I don't know, man. I've tried. I've tried three times. I went surfing. It was like a big storm, and I just got carried out.
Oh, shit.
And it was very scary.
Yeah, fuck that.
And I ended up under the pier, which was even more scary.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And like, I hit, you know, the pillars underneath the pier just filled with like muscles and that are razor sharp. Scraped the shit out of me. Yeah, it was rough.
Were you making noises when you were scared, or was it real quiet?
Can you do those noises for us?
It was just like, I mean, it was just probably a distant help, like a lava. Fuck. As I was just getting slowly pulled out.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, just the idea of like paddling. And being in control while you're out there. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it was because I was a heavier set boy, but all my friends were just, God, the greatest upper body strength I've ever seen. They're like, I'm going to go over there a half mile now. And they swim out there. And I'm like, I'm in no control over what this grand ocean is doing with me. It's going to put me that way. I can't do anything about it. Like kick and scream and paddle as hard as I want, but I'm going to end up wherever it wants to put me.
Yeah, I don't like the ocean. I don't like water at all.
Yeah. At all?
No. Well, showers are fine.
Oh, nice.
I don't like being submerged in water.
Me neither. I like pool parties when it's like a manageable amount of people.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because people today will still joke around and push you under, and I'm like, dude, I could drown.
Nobody does that. Who are you hanging out with?
When we went down to San Diego... When we went down to San Diego.
15 years ago?
Yeah,
when
no,
we were 25?
No.
When we went to that pool party of bullies? You remember that?
They're all wearing cutoff tank tops.
It was like a little girl trying to be funny and get on my back while I was treading water. You know, like...
Irresponsible
and
children.
I was freaking out so bad.
A little like a child?
No.
Putting her on blast here.
Well, just so you know.
She's our current friend.
Yeah. But, you know, just like trying to be funny.
Is this at Blaze?
This was at, and when we went down to San Diego.
Oh, I didn't go to that.
We all went down to get some pancakes, waffles.
Mm.
The Waffle King.
You know,
down there.
Go to San Diego to get some waffles.
Absolutely.
4-hour
drive. You know, there's like 20 people going to go hit the beach.
Dude, I love San Diego. I went there a few weekends ago to a margarita festival.
Wow.
The opening act was the band Everclear.
I fucking love Everclear.
Yeah, it was two of my favorite things put together in one festival.
What was the other thing?
Wait.
Margaritas? Yeah.
Did they start with this? Down.
Santa Monica? Absolutely. Yeah, they did.
See, I would have started with, Father of mine, tell me where have you been? If you played all their songs, I think someone's done that. They play all their songs
like
over, no, just on top of each other at the same time.
Oh.
That's pretty good. Check it out.
Okay. That sounds pretty cool, actually.
That's like that. Have you seen all the Star Wars playing at the same time?
No.
That just kind of bothers me, because it's like, well, yeah, I mean, it's working, but what the fuck am I looking at?
You could do that with any movie, couldn't you? It's like, this is when the first act ends.
Yeah, and like, how do they all, I mean, like, what takes over? Like, you have to make choices, so it's not really doing what you're saying it's doing, because it's a two-dimensional thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Santa what?
Maria. Like that, the boat.
Like Saint Maria?
No.
Is there a Saint Maria?
Santa Maria.
Yeah, there is. She's like,
she's the patron saint of margaritas, right?
She's a big one. I think, oh boy. I feel like I was raised Catholic. I should know this.
I guess she is.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. You were raised Catholic?
Yeah, I think they mean, I think Saint Maria might mean, what was Jesus' mom's name?
Mary.
Maybe her?
Oh, really?
Maybe that one?
Oh.
You don't know that one?
No, I don't know.
There's like the main three, right? God?
Yeah, there's
Mary.
Saint Mary.
Saint Mary is Jesus. Is his mom, which is
weird. And then
weird.
Fucking Joey.
Is the
no
dad
cares about Joey.
Is the dad a saint?
No, dude, he was just like there.
He was just there.
He was just there.
Yeah. That sucks.
Like, well, yeah, he was like,
I guess I got kind of lucky.
He just kind of logged for the ride. He was like, mom from Honey Boo Boo was like the husband or whatever.
Yeah, Honey Bear.
Honey Bear. Yeah, Joseph was like Honey Bear. He was just like, I'm just happy to be here. Just happy to be on TV.
It's weird because we used to not eat that well, and ever since he became the Messiah.
Things been good, man.
I'm drunk constantly.
Drunk constantly? Fresh bread?
Fresh bread.
Ooh. I only work so I don't have to talk to him the whole time. Mm-hmm. If your kid was trying to teach you about the universe that you're failing in?
About morals?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
It's going to be rough.
Do you believe? Speaking of holy ghosts.
Yes.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Oh, boy, here we go.
I'll bet you're afraid of ghosts.
I've been like searching my entire life for, I want to see like a full specter in the form of like a human.
Uh-huh.
It's like a goal of mine.
You would like to see that?
I haven't yet seen one.
But why is this a hard thing? Why is it? Because they're everywhere. Everybody has a ghost story.
I only have one and it's not. I'm like a huge skeptic when it comes to ghosts.
Okay. And, so you don't believe in ghosts.
But I don't know, because this one thing happened.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
I haven't, like, seen... I was at my ex-girlfriend's house. We were together at the time. Don't worry. It wasn't weird. She lived in a loft. She had these Andy Warhol commemorative plates above her sink. They were in a set of five, so think, like, five on a die. You know, one in the middle, four in the corners. And a bunch of them had fallen in the middle of the night. No big deal. Explainable. They were Velcroed on there. Not very secure. I just assumed they had fallen because it was cold. It was like really cold that night. I go down there with my iPhone
Velcro's
light.
Velcro's weakness.
Yeah.
The cold. Yeah.
It's like a wiener shrinking.
I can't hold on. I go down there with my iPhone flashlight and I look and I go, okay, these must have fallen. But the way they had fallen is like, I don't know, like... One had fallen that you would think it would have knocked the one down next to it,
yeah.
But like whatever, it did. Who knows? It could have been this chain reaction of energy that I didn't understand.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, I thought maybe her roommate had gotten home and she was maybe drunk because it was around like 2-3 in the morning, and she like knocked him over. So I go to her door of her room. Her door's wide open. I say, "I'm like, hello, are you there?" And she's not there. And then that's when the weird thing happened. I was by this window near this dresser, and it kind of felt like similar to the feeling of like when your leg falls asleep. It felt like someone pretty much put their hands on my shoulders and was like squeezing my shoulders. And I remember just being like, fuck, what the fuck? And it was just like a weird, like, you know, like a buzz. And I was like, all right, did I, like, step in a puddle that is attached to a power line or something? Like, what's going on? And,
in the middle of the house?
Yeah, in the middle of the house. And, and I just said, nope, fuck that. And I, like, remember kind of breaking out of it, and I just darted upstairs and went in the room. And my girlfriend's like, what happened? I'm like, just, we'll talk about it in the morning. Don't worry about it. And then in the morning... wake up and I go look at those plates because I'm telling her the story. And if you look, there's like an obvious like dusty like swipe mark.
Whoa.
On the wall. I have pictures of it. Maybe I'll find the picture and send it to you.
Goosebumps.
That helps. Yeah. So I'm like, that's freaking weird. What the hell? Like, okay. But still, that could have existed before.
Yeah. Right.
You know, like you don't know. I'm telling her more about it, and then I'm telling her about the weird feeling, and she immediately goes like, oh, did it happen by that window over by the dresser? Pfft. Yeah.
Ooh.
How'd you know that? She's like, oh, yeah, this is like, I've lived here for like 2 years. This is like a thing. Like, me and my roommate are used to this by now. They jokingly named this entity Dennis to try and like laugh it off so it's not as scary, I guess.
Yeah.
So whenever it was this huge oak dresser, she said that every now and again, like it would just shift, like like 4 inches or something. And you need like 2-3 people to move this thing, and so to not live in fear, they'd be like, "Cut it out, Dennis!" And they would just yell at it. And that's what... That's the only thing.
Wow.
Everything else weird in my life, I've rationalized.
Did you open the cupboard and it's filled with Campbell's soup?
No.
It's just Andy Warhol, right?
Oh, right. Yeah. Whoa, maybe it was Andy.
It could have been Andy. Like, I would have named him Andy.
Yeah, that makes way more sense.
Andy, he's we put like, these
welcome
up for
to
you.
My factory.
Yeah, he's like, I did not authorize this. Boom, he just knocks over the plate.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. And also, fuck this dresser.
That's a thing. The people people will yell at ghosts, and then they kind of stop. Yeah. Like, yeah. We've had a few people on here just talk about how they yell at the ghosts.
I say things out loud sometimes because I get scared all the time.
Yeah.
I'll go to get my baby in the room. He's woken up in the middle of the night, you know?
Yeah.
And he's just looking in the corner. He looks over in the other corner real fast, and he looks back. And I'm just like, oh, fuck, dude. I'm not supposed to be scared. I'm like, if anything's in here, if you're not nice, you have to get out.
I still do that. I still will. Well, I'll probably do that a few times during this
podcast.
I've
been looking at this rainbow for most of this.
Right.
Bigfoot? You believe in Bigfoot?
Yeah. I don't know what that just means. Believe in a big animal?
Like
I don't
some,
know.
I
sure.
guess. Yeah.
I already believe in animals, so I guess I'll believe in a bigger animal.
Yeah, prove it.
Yeah. I don't know. The poor fucker, there's one left? There's like one left, right? Maybe two?
There's,
poor guy.
Well, when was the whatever the Zapruder film of Bigfoot's
the Paris and Gimlo. Yeah. That was in the 60s, was it 60s?
So either Bigfoot's super old or Bigfoot's getting down.
No, there's no more Bigfoot.
Patterson,
there probably was and that was it. You know?
Is it Patterson Gimlet or is it Paris and Gimler? I forget because they sound the same. Patterson Gimlet.
The guys who faked it? The guys who definitely faked that video?
I don't know, dude. That's pretty good.
You know what I do remember, though? He's talking about the bear earlier, like walking upright. Yeah. I remember that photo where like it kind of looked like he had like a bump on his head almost.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, like, what if it was a bear, but the bear was just sticking his head up? And, like, the bear's snout was, like,
that's interesting because his neck, you know how people see, like, Jesus in dogs' buttholes?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like or you could see a face in his, see a face in the neck. That's interesting.
Yeah. Who knows?
Big strides, though. Their arms aren't that long. Well, whatever.
Psychics? You believe in psychics?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been to one?
No. I went to a tarot card reader once. My first time visiting LA, but then he read my girlfriend some bad cards that pretty much told her that she was gonna die, and she freaked out and got scared. And I was like, thanks, man. And it was supposed to be like a free reading, and then
he
like had a knife and he told me to like go to the ATM machine and like get money out. And I don't think he was legit. I don't know if he was licensed.
Well,
do you have to be licensed for that?
He mugged you?
Yeah, and then
probably wasn't legit.
And then we just took off. It was like the scariest decision of my life. And then
where was this?
Venice Boardwalk.
Oh my God!
Terrifying.
Was he just out there?
Yeah.
Or did he have a storefront?
I kind of yelled at him. I said something along the lines of like, try and get. Like, go fucking try and get $50 from someone else with your devil cards or something. I call them devil cards. And he flipped the fucking table. The cards went everywhere. I'm like, eventually he probably had to come back and, like, pick all that shit up.
They followed you?
Yeah, he followed. Like, we ran very fast, and then we thought we were fine. And then you just heard, like, this, like, pitter-patter of someone running. And I look, and it was that dude. He didn't, like, have the knife out, but he was just, like, coming... probably to fight me or do something, and then we just ran the opposite way, so we were just like pretty much chasing each other up and down the boardwalk.
Fuck.
I decided not to move to Los Angeles that day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I waited another like 2 or 3 years before I came because
I was just stay
really
out
scared.
Of the west side, man.
Yeah,
it's
no
fucking
kidding.
Garbage over there.
Yeah, it really is a trash area.
Fuck, what is the last one? I know it's kind of weird. And we shouldn't...
Superstitions?
Is that it?
Like in general?
Or time travel?
No, we got rid of time travel. Are you superstitious?
No.
Did you play sports growing up?
Yeah.
Did you have any kind of... Because that's where a lot of superstitions are bred.
Right, right, right.
Like not washing your socks or like jumping over the first base line.
No. Yeah,
not shaving
I never had
for the playoffs.
Just do your best.
When you're in third grade.
Yeah.
Do your best.
That's all I can say in regards to that.
All right, that's interesting.
Put your
whole
heart into it. Give it your best shot.
No witchcraft.
Is this,
please.
This must be a beach thing. Because
maybe, dude.
Just laid back. Just try, man. Yeah. Whatever.
Just try, whatever. Who cares? If the ocean takes you out, it takes you out. It's fine, man.
We could very easily lose, but let's go.
As long as you just try, man.
Think about it.
Do you watch the game last night?
The football game?
Yeah.
No, I'm not really. I played it so, like, my dad's friends wouldn't, like, make fun of him and stuff, but I didn't really like it. I just, kind of just, once it became not fun anymore, I was, like, kind of out.
Yeah.
Which was pretty much, like, into high school. I was like, yeah. Oh, this sucks.
Yeah, that's when I dropped out of most things.
Yeah. I mean, I still did it, because I like getting the jacket. I don't know. I really into the fashion.
I still like
it.
I still like my jacket. Dude.
Yeah, I had a cool jacket.
If you didn't have that jacket, man, game over, dude.
Get out of town.
Hit the bricks, nerd. All right, so you are, I don't know, a three. I want to say a three.
Yeah.
Maybe even a two.
Like, dude, I'm totally open to like some crazy shit. I just, I don't know. I like.
Oh, so you don't like our scale?
Proof. Your scale's all right. Your scale's all right. I'm just saying, like, give me a little more. Like, I'm with you. Does that make sense? Like, I'm on your side.
On whose side?
Oh, wait, is it?
We are adversaries
here. Oh, I didn't realize
that. I believe all the other things.
Oh, okay.
No, we're very congenial adversaries.
I'm an open book, you know?
All right, well,
so.
No, yeah.
Call out bullshit.
You're a two or a three, okay? Stop fighting it.
I just naturally want to feel like that's a bad thing. If someone's like,
do you
want to
be a five?
A one. No, I know it's just a scale. It means something else, but like if it were like maybe you could do colors like blue and yellow.
Ooh.
And you're like, oh, you're like a lime green, or like you're like a
so red.
Oh, that's interesting.
I don't know.
Red, orange, yellow, green, blue. So you'd probably be blue and I'd be red.
Oh, you're doing the classic Roy G. Biv scale? I like that.
Or would you say you're red?
I don't like this.
He hates it.
I don't want to.
So
I don't want to have to think about colors.
I'm like, what the fuck? Don't come in here and fuck up this system we've had going on forever. Come on.
We do keep changing it. I am open to changing it, but I don't want to think about it right now.
We'll get some colored pencils later, and we'll map it out. We'll take a look, see if you like it.
We'll have a little art class later.
All right, perfect.
Okay, Willie, what are we talking about?
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi. Truth serum. Fiction fantasy, or is this shit for real? Is there a drug that can make you spill the beans on your darkest secrets? All this and more, if we stay on topic, tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi. Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi. Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
All right.
Wow.
Truth serum. Let's get
up.
Let's get into the real life.
Real life.
This is basically, I'm just going to read Wikipedia because
I
didn't know what you meant. Do you mean the things that people are actually calling true? Well, here's what are actually called truth serums. There's a bunch of them. Psychoactive drugs. Ethanol. I'm not going to be able to pronounce half of these. Ethanol. Scopolamine. 3-quinoclidylbenzylate, midazolam, flunitrazepam, sodium thiopental, and amobarbital. Amobarbital.
Yeah, that checks out.
Really, it's so fucking frustrating because basically, since the beginning in the 20s, when they first started talking about this shit, like, they were almost immediately like, no, this is just the same as, like, giving someone a bunch of beer or, like, having them smoke weed. It right. makes them more talkative, makes them more open, but that doesn't mean that they're not still lying to you.
Yeah.
Since the beginning, they've been saying this. Let me scroll to America here because it... God damn it. Scopolamine... scopolamine? Francis Ford scopolamine?
Yeah, that's it.
In 1922, this guy was trying to do it. They gave it to these two guys in Dallas County Jail. They both said that they didn't do it. Like, they had been convicted. They gave them this thing, and they were both like, no, we didn't do it. And they let him go.
Wow.
1926, scopolamine was rejected in a court case because he questions its scientific origin and the uncertainty of its effect, right?
Uh-huh.
That's 1926. They're already like, fuck this shit.
There was jazz then. Roaring jazz.
Roaring 20s. Hey, we're almost 100 years from that.
Wow.
I don't buy that.
Maybe it's going to come back.
Oh, I hope not. We don't know.
You don't want the Roaring 20s?
No, we did that in the 90s.
Girls?
That's how we got the Cherry Poppin' Daddies. We're not trying to get that again. Did that in the past.
So then, the United States Office of Strategic Services, which I've never heard of, started doing mescaline, scopolamine again, and marijuana as possible truth drugs during World War II. They concluded the effects were not much different than alcohol, like I was saying. So once again, now it's the 40s. They're like, nah, fuck this. Then, the 50s and 60s, the CIA started doing Willie's favorite thing. Project MK Ultra, Project MK Delta.
Thanks, man.
Where they would dose people with LSD. Then in 1961, oh, that was in, okay, so they did a report in 61, released in 1993, and they basically were like, no, it really doesn't do it. It really doesn't do anything. Not to be outdone, in 1967, Perry Russo was administered sodium pentothal.
Yeah.
For interrogation by District Attorney Jim Garrison in the JFK assassination. So they're still like, every 20 years, they're like, fuck it. Let's try it again.
Yeah, something's like so bad, they're going to pull out all the stops.
2012.
Oh boy.
In Aurora, when the kid did the Joker thing in the Batman screen.
Yeah.
A judge was like, yeah, I don't know. Give him, try. This has something to do with an insanity plea, and I really don't understand the connections. They're like, if he's going to plead insanity, give him this drug. Sodium sodium amytal. So he was like, go ahead and do it. But then nobody knows if it ever got done or not.
Oh.
That's basically it. For the most part, it's just like this psycho drug that doesn't make you tell the truth.
Yeah, it seems like the basis of it is to get the person inebriated.
Yeah, get them loose.
See if you can squeak out a couple truths.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, they could tell the truth, but they could also tell lies. I mean, the things that I've read, for most of them, it was like people just wanted to be agreeable, so they would say almost anything. So they did get a lot of confessions from people, and then, you know, hopefully most of those got turned over. A lot of them did, but...
I read another thing where it was like suggestion was very... Like, you know how hypnosis has kind of been thrown out because you can be suggested things, and then you'll say them or whatever, and so that's another thing with this, too.
Where's the cat? Where's the cat? He's on in the corner. So, you know, whatever, just saying, like, yes and...
Well, it's more like, was the cat in the corner?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, it was.
But like, that's ridiculous.
Well, the way it's... I've only ever seen this in the movies.
Yeah.
Or the TV shows. Is it's usually like some sort of foreign doctor. Older.
Yeah. Bald.
Bald. Maybe like small glasses.
Yeah.
And he's got like a lead apron on in gloves. They call him in, you know. It's always like a scary thing.
He opens up his case.
He's got...
There's all the needles.
Yeah, he's got what appears to be like a caulking gun that you caulk a tub with.
Right. Giant fucking needle.
The biggest needle you've ever seen. It's usually like blue with bubbles in it, green with bubbles in it, or just your solid clear. And then, yeah, they you know, you need some the heavy
solid
to
clear,
like,
solid clear, good band
solid
name,
solid clear. and then you got the heavies holding you down, and then it always has to go in the neck.
Yeah,
for some reason they can't just like do it in the butt,
right?
Where like all other shots go.
They did it in Stranger Things. That was the most recent one that I saw it in.
Oh, did they? I don't remember that.
Yeah,
the Russians take the kid with the cool hair, Steve.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. And then they're all kind of high for the rest of it or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, they're just high.
Yeah.
That seems nice.
Willie, do you have a sci-fi take on this?
Well, my thing is always, do I believe that, sure, this has always been basically admissible or dismissed out of court.
Inadmissible,
thank you. Sure, it comes back every now and then, and I'm just under the impression that what if it works and they don't want people to know? Like, would they throw it out so
well,
that they
get
could
some
secretly, you know, just
oh,
basically
you brought
spy
some, right?
Stuff?
We're going to give it to Bud.
It's just a sipper.
That's fine.
Not one.
It's just a, I'll do the flight.
I think I
take them all.
Little of each.
I mean, I think that for the most part, I think that it's agreeable enough to where it does work and they can. If they have very specific questions and the person's agreeable, you know, like you have a map and like you can get information. Some of it might not be real, but it might send you on leads. And so everybody, I feel like they all still do it because you're going to get something. You have a question and you're very particular about, well, what is this building here? We're looking at these maps that, you know, they may know something. They may spill the beans on something.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems crazy to me that they would go to those lengths. When what they do now, there's this show, I can't remember the fucking name of it, but it's like
The Office.
There's like a funny boss and like a guy, he always looks at the camera, like makes a funny face and stuff.
Oh, 24.
Yeah, no, it's Jack Ryan.
Okay.
Did you guys watch Making a Murderer?
Yeah.
No.
So basically,
that's the bank robbery one, right?
No.
Which one is that one?
They like basically just made this guy a murderer. They're like, someone got killed, and they like built the whole case around as if he did it. Like they planted evidence allegedly. But part of it was his little cousin, who's like IQ of like 110 or something, really low.
He was like 12 to 14, so young age.
He was in high school. He was probably 14. But they grilled him. They grilled him for like 10, 12 hours, something like that.
There's two FBI agents grilled him without police. Well, maybe it was police, without anybody there.
Yeah, it was just local cops.
He's just a kid.
Yeah.
And now there's a whole show on Netflix. It's probably called like Taped Confessions, I want to say. Where it's that. It's that. They just keep you in a room for fucking like 12 hours and keep asking you and asking you and asking you until you confess.
Wow.
They don't even need these drugs to like to if they want to book you, they'll just basically torture you.
Yeah, it was like really sad because they showed you could hear a lot of the clips and it's like, oh fuck, dude, like these cops fucking got this kid. Nice job.
Are you pro cop?
Hell no.
Yeah, FTP.
Me?
Fuck the police.
I don't know why they gotta be like that.
I know.
Like, why?
Yeah,
it's
why they gotta
because
be like that?
Everyone's
chill
just
out, cops.
Working their
Seriously,
job.
Seriously, chill out. Well, I always would see like photos and footage from like the 70s and 60s of like these cops. They were like, they seemed like heroes on the block, you know, like they'd be at like the trash fire, like, hey, Charlie, and they'd be with the guys, and it's just like, what the fuck happened to that?
Yeah.
Where'd that go? Unless they were just all corrupt the whole time. But yeah, no, I have an uncle who's a cop. Hey, he's like highway patrol, but you know, it's all the same. Mm-hmm. But it's just, well, they all just have the same like cocky walk, you know? The same like nose in the air, kind of like, what do you do, man?
I have a relative who's a sheriff and like, he's cocky like that.
Yeah.
He cheated on his wife, big divorce, small town sheriff.
Yeah.
See, I have two friends who are cops. One I haven't seen in probably 15 years, so I don't know. But the other one who I see every year is like fine.
Really?
Yeah, he doesn't have that air of him at all.
And I've definitely met some cool ones. In our town, we had like baseball cards of our cops.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
They tried to get you
that's
to meet him a lot.
That's just propaganda.
It really is, but it worked on me.
I think the thing about the 60s cops is they were all corrupt, but they didn't have to be dicks because they were making so much money by being corrupt.
True. Yeah.
And now Serpico happened, and now they don't have that huge network of corruption, so they're just like dicks now.
Mm.
And they're just like getting their nut any way they can.
Yeah. Oh.
They're like bitter kind of about it? Or?
Bitter power trippers who will get a bonus for enough, you know, they do bonuses. They did for a while, and I'm sure that's probably outlawed, but
bonuses for high numbers. They probably just frame it differently. Yeah. I mean, they don't have quotas, but you'll get arrested if you don't give enough tickets or whatever.
Yeah. Like, if I inherently, like, I want to be very respectful to police. I do. Like,
right.
Inside, I want to.
Yeah.
That job fucking sucks. I do think that they should be paid more. I do. I think that's like, if you're going to, it's very dangerous.
Some of them are making like $100,000. Is that not enough?
No. Give them a little more than that.
Really?
Yeah. I'll get add an extra buck on my paycheck or whatever to pay cops more. Like,
yeah, just take it away from the teachers.
But, you know, no. them too.
If the education system is worse, we'll have more cops, right? Because they're all stupid.
Right.
Yeah. You ever think of a world with more cops than not?
That would be great.
Hey, look at this guy over here. He's not one of us.
That would be super fun.
And there was crime last month.
Mm-hmm.
I would just be a cop.
Yeah.
If it came to that, I'd be I'll be a cop.
Terrible
like,
cop.
I think that the expectation of higher transparency, body cams, like everything,
right.
Validation,
yeah.
could come with maybe like a little more money, make it a little sweeter of a gig.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I think it could get to be more of like an admirable thing where you'd have people like wear it with pride more rather than like be bitter. It's hard to like combat bitterness, you know?
I think, this is now it's almost political, but like, if you just stop the war on drugs, then they don't have to be dicks to like half as many people, right?
Yeah. You know, if you look through any war on drugs case in America, it was always to target minorities, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think 100% it was. I mean, that's why all the black guys are in jail, right?
Because yeah, for weed.
For weed, I mean, or you know, just like
so much
small
weed.
Amounts of coke or crack or whatever.
Now it's legal. I mean, you spent your whole life in there because you
have. Have you ever seen a white guy be afraid to like have coke on him?
Mm-mm.
Like, I've hung out with so many white dudes
you're
with
right.
coke on them, and they're just like, hey, do you want to go do coke? Like, waving it in my face. Like, yeah. Oh, you're not afraid at all.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Not once ever. Seen him drop the bag. No big deal. Pick up the bag.
Oh, whoops.
We're back.
Do you know,
coming out with shit all over their face.
Yeah.
Hey, can I get a beer?
Do you know what's his name? Jake Wiseman?
Yeah.
When he has that video of him where that heckler came up and they like did a little fake fight or whatever and then cocaine fell out of the guy's pocket.
Jesus Christ. God bless him. Yeah, I do remember that. That was nuts. Yeah, like what the fuck?
But Truth Serum, it doesn't even seem like you believe in this. It's just kind of...
The thing is like I said, I do believe in it, but I feel like...
You believe they're using it.
Yeah. I believe that they're using it, and they can get answers, but they get a lot of other answers.
If there was a real Truth Serum that actually worked, what would you use it for?
Well, if it was fucking 100% legit...
Yeah. And you could put it in someone's drink and they wouldn't know.
They should use it in every court case.
No, what would you use it for? Willie Roberts.
I would probably try to like hang out at like a military place.
Oh my God!
And
really?
Tried it.
I think this is the only appropriate answer for that question.
Yeah, someone who knows
you
secrets.
You hinted at like putting it in someone's drink, and I'm like, Willie, please choose your next words wisely.
I'm not talking about roofying somebody.
You're leading the
witness. I was
here.
Leading him, but I just.
Yeah.
No, I wanted to give an example of this Truth Serum that I'm talking about.
Right.
You can just drink it. It doesn't have to be like an injection or anything.
Yeah. Sure.
Moose, who shit all over my favorite toys.
So wait, you would go to a military base and try and get government secrets?
No, I actually love this.
Try to
this
meet
is,
someone outside of a bar. You know, like there's a guy who, when Area 51 was a
you'd
real
go
place.
Go to the Top Gun bar in San Diego and fucking meet an Air Force pilot.
Well, you have to meet, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry, Navy pilot.
Yeah, but so like, you know, there was a guy who did a documentary back in the 90s and he knew which plane people were secretly flying out of Vegas to go to Area 51. And he'd always try to meet them afterwards. And you know, he had a camera in his hand, so it was very... Nobody... Well, fuck, get that out of my face.
Yeah, he's being dumb
about
it.
But he definitely, like, met a couple people that were like, this needs... You know, he met some whistleblowers that were afraid for their life that had this job they didn't really want. So it's like, you know, you...
So what? What would you do? You would stake out some kind of bar around a military place... See, well, you don't have a plan.
Well, so, here's my plan that I just made up, but is like closer to home. I could go to an alien con and meet someone who was a retired general, and go meet him at his con. You know, he's getting paid, he's meeting fans. Then you could slip it to him, and you know, while you telling the truth about everything, like you get the people that are spilling the beans already. And then take it to another level.
Yeah, but I feel like a lot of those... So here's the thing. It's like a lie detector, right? Like, if you believe that you're telling the truth, you're telling the truth. So I think those people, those whistleblowers, they're not lying. I don't think they're lying. I think they believe they're telling the truth. But I don't know if that makes it true.
I see, and I also believe that there are some whistleblowers that have been drugged and given information that is fake so that they just throw out more misinformation out there.
You don't have to drug somebody to lie to them.
But you can get somebody to spill the beans and throw everybody off of the real truth of everything. That version of that has been aliens, you know.
I have a feeling that if you're going to be in Area 51, just in the same way that, like, the military, they put them through, like, tear gas training.
Yeah.
I think they're going to fucking give you truth serum and, like, condition you. To, like, not, you know.
Yeah,
submit.
Like, there's like a movie where they do that, right? Like, the CIA agents
Manchurian
all have to,
candidate?
Like.
Is it men staring at goats, whatever? Is it that one? No.
I don't remember. I just remember a scene where they, like, are giving them all this shit.
Yeah.
So that they.
Yeah,
so that,
they have to. They'd
who's
they'd
in
have
charge?
To.
That would be great. I would want to do that because if it's like getting drunk,
yeah, me too.
It's like, oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
You just get drunk and yell at me? Fun.
Bud, would you do anything with a truth serum?
No.
Come on.
No.
Anything? Nothing?
I mean, okay. All right. Let's think about this.
How about...
Like, I like the idea of, like, getting government secrets. Like, I would probably do similar things to, like, people who work at the stock market to, like, maybe predict the next housing crash bubble. You know, like...
Are you smart enough to be able to capitalize on that?
Absolutely not.
I would get that information and be like, oh, I don't know. I just fucking,
I'd be like, he said
a word
I didn't understand and a number that means nothing to me.
It's like, I'll get a horse that's 100% going to win.
Yeah.
I don't know how to make money off of that.
Yeah.
Well, you bet on the horse.
Yeah, but you got to, like, mix your bets. Like, you're betting straight up, you just have to have a lot of money.
Any, like, New York-based demolition experts to see if, like, maybe one of them did 9/11 and, like, could get drunk and tell me about it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't know why
those
they
people
would,
are
I don't know
all
why they
dead.
Would go why they go local.
Those people are all dead. Yeah, right.
Like, you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna hire a local team.
Yeah. I've been working ever since.
Yeah.
We're gonna pump some money into the local economy.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, just get answers to all those big secrets. All
right, here's what I would do.
Uh huh.
I'd find Matt Damon.
Oh boy.
I'd hang out with him all night, and then at the end of the night, I would dose his. Drink or whatever, and then I'd be like, do you like me, or are you just being nice?
Because
if he likes me, I got it made. I'm going to be on the entourage of Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Just flying to Portugal.
And then if not, wow. You can just be honest with him, and maybe he'll respect you for being too honest.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, if he doesn't like me?
If he doesn't like you.
If he's just being nice, then I would say, well, I drugged you, and...
No, you'd say something like, well, you know, I respect you for being nice to me. Is there something I can do? I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah, is there anything I can do for you, multimillionaire?
Dude, try being yourself first, all right? Just try being yourself. If that doesn't work, result to the drugs.
I could tweet about how great you are.
You said something earlier.
Oh, you know what I would do with it? Here's what I would do with it.
Finish thought, yeah.
I would have people read the script that I'm working on, give it to them, and be like, now, honestly, what do you think? Because I feel like everybody fucking cherry coats their feedback, and it's driving me crazy. Just tell me the things that are wrong with it.
I'll do that for you sober.
I will send you one tomorrow.
Right. Okay, cool. Yeah. You like it rough? I'll give
yes.
rough words.
I love it rough, because then I can just go like, no, fuck you, this is a shit note.
Yeah.
But then you might have some good ones in there.
Yeah, who knows? Well, don't give me the same treatment. Don't criticize my notes.
Oh, I'm not going to. No, okay. I'm saying me reading it later.
Oh, for sure.
I would never come back at you and be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Let it be known.
Dude.
Yeah, dude, fucked up. Why would you say that? No, but I do think there is a lot to the brain that's untapped. Actually, I don't think that. It's a proven thing. There's like,
But you also think it.
I'm in that camp.
You believe
of
it.
People who think that a lot of the brain is still a mystery. And like, you know, I don't know much about like the area of the brain that controls like that, you know, the ability to like.
Side note real quick. What time was that?
Lie.
What time in the morning was that or at night was that buzz thing that you had?
Oh, that was around anywhere from like 2 to 3.
And
which
did
I
they ever
that...
say anything about the time? Was it a similar time or always?
No, they said it was usually at night, but like. She did say that it happened kind of like one point happened during the day, I think.
Okay.
Which is weird. Because I know there's that whole thing like the devil's hour, you know, like the, I think it's with like two to three. Maybe
what?
I'm making that up. There's like,
because all the bars close.
There's like a time. Yeah. Everyone is just pissed off.
Fuck.
There's like,
no more drinking.
There's supposedly like a time late at night when like, spirits are high.
Well, I always, because like the thing that I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, no, that's fine.
The thing that I subscribe to is that the Earth is an energy source also.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that like in between night and day, there are, you know, subtle energies. If you ever hear anybody talk about subtle energies, it's like you either know about it or it's cuckoo.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically, in the morning before the day starts, this is charged. All the ley lines, all the subtle energies, like, ramp up through waterways and stuff. And a lot of the pyramids are on intersecting ley lines. And so I think that there's a weird energy that you could be experiencing that we know nothing about.
Right. You know, there's a shrimp that can see colors that we can't see.
Yeah.
There's also a shrimp that can see dead people. His name's Haley Joel Osment.
Oh, no.
Why don't we take a quick break?
Wait.
No, we're taking a break.
There's more to the shrimp.
All right. Finish your shrimp. Eat them up. Clean your plate. Finish your shrimp.
What I'm saying is that if there's a shrimp, you can't imagine another color. I've tried. You, like, can't. You only know what you have. I'm just saying, if there's a shrimp that can see a new color or multiples of new colors,
right,
like there's probably some shit in the universe that like we can't see or fathom or like
right
perceive.
right in front of us
like
energy
dead,
I think, is where it's at.
Yeah,
like dead people. All right, take your break.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're talking to our friend Bud Diaz about truth serum, allegedly, until that last I don't know what that was. Hey, you like being spooked?
I think I do.
Do you want to come get spooked in Wisconsin?
I think that I do.
Well, great, because Real Life Sci-Fi is going to be at Paranomicon. It's at the Mabel Tainter in Menominee, Wisconsin. Sorry, am I being too loud?
Oh, it's good. It is a haunted venue.
It's haunted. It starts Thursday, September 26th. And there's a, you can do like a tour and see the haunting. The motorcycle just drove by.
There are going to be a couple hauntings that weekend. There's going to be tons of speakers from all realms, cryptozoology, UFOs, ghosts.
Mothman, what's that?
Cryptozoology.
Mothman. Oh, it is?
Yeah, we did an episode once. It's
Oh, yeah, he's in like Seattle or something?
He's like a sad moth guy that shows up before tragic events.
And this just in, our show is going to be Saturday, September 28th at 3 p.m. So come see us getting drunk at 3 p.m. our guest is 2BD Determined. That's basically it.
We're going to be there all weekend, so you can catch us.
Yeah, we can hang out.
Join us. I'm going to go to all the events. We're going to have a booth for a hot second.
I don't know about any of that. go to MabelTainter.org for tickets and info, and hopefully we'll see you there. And if you're a fan of Kelsey Abbott, I think she agreed to do it, right?
Yeah, and also, well, you know, I'm going to be big on any of our fans that are there. You're going to have all my attention, so it'll be fun.
What does that mean? They can ask questions?
I'm just going to hang out with them the whole time. There's already, like, I don't even know, like, 6 people coming already.
That's great. Yeah. Well, that makes me feel good.
Pretty awesome.
All right, so we'll see you there. Menominee, Wisconsin, Thursday through Saturday, September 26th, 27th, 28th. Paranomicon. Go to MabelTainter.org. That's MabelTainter.org.
Spooky.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Real Life Sci-Fi. What?
Sorry. No, I said something. I don't know. One more time?
No, we're back. Yeah. With Bud Diaz, who I guess was going to say something.
I don't know, man. Sorry.
You got to be ready. You never know when it's going to start.
Yeah.
Talk about True Ceremony. Do you guys want to keep talking about...
I want to hear your brain. Were your thoughts finished about the brain?
Yeah, so what I was saying is that there's a lot to the brain we don't know about. You know, and I've had some situations, one recently where my ex-girlfriend, her aunt got West Nile virus and like pretty much went like brain dead in the course of like a week. And it was the craziest thing I've ever seen or heard of.
Wow.
And they got to the day where they were like basically going to pull the plug, and it was, everyone was just devastated. And then they were saying they do tests where they like inflict little bits of pain on you and see if your like brain reacts at all. And there's not, she wasn't showing like any signs of anything. And then like the next day when they was the day they kind of had intended to pull the plug, she started showing like signs of activity. So it's like, okay, your instruments, your human instruments that we've made can only detect so much, you know?
Yeah.
And like the possibility of, like you said, that this serum existing, but like the truth being withheld from us.
Yeah.
As to like it being able to actually like affect or tap into this part of the brain that controls this thing, you know? Greater than just like getting you really high. Like, I don't know, man. Like, that's. Government's got some crazy secrets. Like, it's totally possible that there's something there.
Yeah, so we talked recently about, like, brain mapping and how we haven't been able to do it because our technology isn't advanced enough.
Right.
But now they're getting to the point where, like, you know, one of the theories is little microscopic robots, like nanosensors, can go just, like, cover your brain. And then they'll be able to, like, map the entire brain and see exactly, like, what every piece of it does.
Right.
So I would say if that's sort of where we're going, they're probably using that. They're probably brain mapping, hooking you up to a thing, and then they can see
a brain lie detector test.
Yeah.
Well, there's some
because
sort
why
of...
would you use a dumb drug and you don't even really know if it works?
There's some sort of, like, instinctual, like, organic connection between organs, like flesh on flesh type of connection, where these doctors, like with the case of her aunt, they're trying to read it as like electrical signals and they're getting nothing for like whatever, you know, that technology allows
them
to read. But there was something there, like there was something happening.
So, yeah.
You know, like
they decided at the peak of their knowledge that was it.
Yes. Yes.
So what happened? Did she come out of it?
She did. I mean, she's still, like, long road ahead, you know. But, yeah, I mean, she was able, last I heard, she was able to, like, kind of do, like, nods and shake her head and, like, nod her head.
I've never been afraid of West Nile virus until now.
Yeah. Dude. It's here.
Yeah. She had, like, an immune system, like, issue before because she had a kidney transplant at some point. So she was already, like, on pills and stuff for that. So that definitely, you know, hurt her in her fight against it. But, yeah, man, it's dangerous.
You know what's fucking crazy is, like, my wife gets eaten up by mosquitoes when we go downstairs for a second.
Yeah.
I haven't had a mosquito bite in years.
Yeah.
She says that her blood type gets eaten by mosquitoes more. I'm like, what the fuck?
You haven't had a mosquito bite in years?
I mean, I'm sure that I have, but I don't remember one.
When we go to Colorado?
Sure. I mean, I'll probably get one or two, but none that I remember.
When we go to Colorado, I get fucked up.
Yeah.
But I don't get bitten out here, really.
Like, I don't put on anything either.
I didn't know we had mosquitoes.
I wonder which one of us has the sweetest blood.
I eat a lot of onions. I eat onions every meal.
Mm.
So I think that might have some.
I like
a lot
garlic
of pineapple.
A lot.
So my blood
all the
tastes
girl
like
mosquitoes
pineapple.
Love you.
Yeah. No, I think it's just probably just general cholesterol, if I had to guess. The mosquitoes like, well.
Oh, I just meant that you were probably like the nicest of the three of us.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I got bit. Well, let me ask you this. If it's a tick, you can see that it's a tick, right? They never go full in, do they?
They never go full in. They burrow, and their back is always hanging out.
I've never had one, thank God.
Because I got home, and I noticed because I went to the lake.
Very cool.
And I got home and noticed I had this, like, bite on my ankle. Now I'm scared. I'm going to have West Nile.
There's all sorts of weird things in the lake, Wade. Leeches.
You think I got bit in the
water
lake?
Water bugs.
You think a little fish came up?
Water bugs go eaten.
Yep.
What's a water bug?
Oof.
There's multiple kinds.
Just any general bug in the
water. Well, like, in the Amazon, there's this one little worm thing that goes up your wee-wee hole.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that.
It knows to look for it because it follows your pee.
Yeah, yeah. We all know about that because it's the most horrific thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It really is. Well, speaking of that, I want to get into the most horrific.
You know how earwigs don't actually go in your ear,
right,
but they're still called earwigs?
Yeah.
And now people are calling those things that you wear on sets earwigs.
Ugh.
Gross.
I hate that they call them that.
I just discovered earwigs can fucking fly. Scared the shit out of me.
What? Why can they fly?
Yeah, absolutely.
Not all of them, though.
No, probably not, but some of them can. Probably the ladies? I don't know.
The ladies?
Ladies?
Because they got to get... They got
to
get out on the town?
Yeah, probably. Because
they got the biggest wigs?
Yeah. Yeah, some of them fly, and it's fucking terrifying.
I hate those things.
I was like, oh, a little pinch bug, let me touch it, and then it fucking took off. I did not expect that at all.
I don't know what an earwig looks like.
Touch it?
Yeah.
You don't know what an earwig looks like?
I don't...
Dude, we had...
Is it a silverfish?
No. Silverfish are gross, too. But it's like brown or black. It's got these pinchers on his nose, and it's got like
oh yeah, oh fuck, oh yeah,
yeah. That they're
back
gross as
pincher
fuck,
thing.
Man.
You see one crawling around and they're so fast. Do earwigs actually go in your ear?
Is that like the top search thing?
No one's really sure where the name came from.
Is this Yahoo Answers?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is this Quora?
There's this, within those drugs that you listed that were truth serums, this one, scopolamine, or whatever, it's from Nightshade Plants.
Remember I did that Francis Ford scopolamine joke?
Yeah.
That was really great. You guys both laughed.
It was an applause break, if you remember. Yeah.
They call that the devil's breath.
Ooh.
And this one's weird because it really is a truth serum.
Oh, wait. But I don't know where you're going with this, but have you heard of, in like South America, they have a dust that they'll blow in your face? Is that this?
Yeah.
Oh, go on then.
This fucking stuff, if you smell, if you get the flower, it has like, I forget the word for trippy. It has trippy effects, like LSD, mushrooms, psychedelic.
Psychoactive.
Yeah. So the plant the flower is psychoactive. The root is will fuck you up too. And basically, these, they look like mini coconuts. You can pop them open, and those seeds, they grind them up, and I think they do something else to it. But like, yeah, that's the dust that, you know, this is mostly in, yeah, South America, but like Colombia.
Yeah.
No, Colombia's got the number one rate of people getting abducted.
Mm-hmm.
And they, and this, so this dust, there's a
have you heard about this at all?
No.
There's a Vice documentary out there about
it. Crazy.
It's a good documentary, but anyway, whatever. So basically, if you go to one of these third world countries, this is how they get you. You can get it into a powder and you can blow it in somebody's face. You can get into a powder and put it onto paper. And if somebody touches it, that's enough to, they call it the zombie drug because you get taken over.
Oh,
so
shit.
Like, hey, I don't know where I am. Look at this map. Can you help me out? You touch the map and then you're fucking dosed. And from there, you'll do whatever they say.
First of all, that's the dumbest play because I'm a tourist. I don't know where the fuck.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they get a lot of locals too.
Okay.
But yeah, for tourists, they have business cards or, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to take some business cards.
Hey, if you want to know the city, I know where all the girls are.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
No, but finish, because what they do is then you're still lucid. You don't remember any of this, but you're still... So I guess lucid is not... I don't know what it
would
be.
You're, like, disconnected from your decision-making.
Huh. But you're not, like, stumbling around drunk. And so what they do is they'll, like, take you to your hotel. They'll be like, where's your hotel? Take me there. And you'll just be like, okay. And you go to your hotel, and then they, like, clean all your shit, like, take all your money and shit like that. They've taken people to the ATM and just have them empty their bank accounts.
That's the biggest thing, yeah.
You just comply.
Yeah. And then you don't even remember it, so you wake up the next day, and your bank account is empty.
And so to me, the problem is that drug has some psychoactive stuff to it, too. That's why it's not used as a truth serum, because it's like, oh, it can feel like LSD, too. But
well,
for the
and
most
it's
part,
the suggestive thing, yeah, too.
For the most part, though, you will tell them everything. Oh, just go to your bank account. Okay, is this everything? Yeah, it's everything. There was one of the bigger stories was this guy woke up and his place was empty, and he went down to the bellhop and he's like, where's all my stuff? And he's like, you told me that you helped him move. There were like two other guys. He helped him move all of his stuff out of his house.
Yeah.
And told the bellman it was fine. And so like there are countless stories like this. And also this is how a lot of people get their kidneys and stuff taken, because I don't think you feel pain maybe when this happens, or they give you that too. But anyways, I don't think you feel pain if you get enough. So, like, you'll wake up with a note that says, go to the doctor, within 5 hours, you're going to die, and your kidney's gone. Like, oh, fuck.
Diablo
dust? That happens a lot.
What's it called?
Devil's breath.
Devil's breath. Jesus. That gives me an idea for a commercial, though. Like, for, like, corn pops or something.
For corn pops?
Yeah, like, you get, like...
The cereal?
You get breaths. You get devil's breaths, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then you help these guys move all your stuff out your house. And then you wake up, and the only thing there is your corn pops. Uh-huh. You're like, yeah, right, gotta have my pops. Like, for some reason, it's just the one exception.
Oh,
that
that's
your,
really good.
Your brain naturally was just like, nah, we're not going there, pal.
That is a
the
great
pops day.
Viral marketing campaign that could be launched.
And it would bring
adults
awareness towards devil's breath.
I don't think corn pops have existed in 10 years.
Well, really?
And certainly that's
just showing my age.
That tagline hasn't.
Fine, got milk, Wade. We'll do got milk.
No,
Jesus.
Your thing was great. I'm just, I didn't remember that was a slogan until you said it.
Yeah. Hey, I fucked up. I really gotta pee.
Oh,
oh
really?
Sorry.
All right, take a break.
Okay, fuck, I'm sorry. I thought it was fine, and then I was like, nope.
Sci-fi. So, this is why I don't travel. This is why I have no desire to see any other place, because I just, even when I go to, like, Vegas or something like that, I'm just sort of constantly on guard that everyone's going to try and take advantage of me and stuff. I just can't relax. I don't know why anybody travels. It's the most stressful thing in the world.
It's go in disguise. Look poor.
Ooh, no. Look like
poor?
A spy.
Look like someone not worth robbing. Like, if you look like you don't have anything.
Well, I'm at odds with poor people, so I will never stoop to their level.
What if he dressed up like a bad spy?
One of my bits is being a classist.
Oh, okay.
A spy?
A bad spy.
Or just a trench coat
or
and
a private
sunglasses?
Eye. If you look like a private eye and you always pull out your camera, like you're following somebody, no one will fuck with you.
I think everyone would fuck with you.
Even if you stuck to like a buddy system, right? You roll with like four of your bros, so there's five total.
My dogs?
Your dogs.
Uh-huh. Oh, wolf pound, wolf pack.
And some guy comes out of nowhere, devil's breath, and just boom, just a cloud.
Just across everyone. All four. Yeah. Like a wizard.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter that you brought your boys with you. Everyone just got the breath.
Yeah, plus my boys are always getting in fights, man.
Right.
Fucking.
You got any of those?
Fucking.
Are you that? You got any guys that, like, you go home and, like, you go out and, like, oh, fuck, we got to avoid getting in a fight?
Not anymore, thank God. I think I've weeded most of them out. Yeah, most of them grew up.
I really don't have any aggressive friends. You have mostly aggressive friends.
Yeah, I feel like most of them got married and grew up.
Mm-hmm.
Back home, at least.
Why is it that it's always the childhood friends who are the hotheads?
Well, because you didn't tell them it was bad. It's your fault.
Is it also just because you would meet them and not be friends with them?
Well, it's,
you're only friends with them because of your loyalty and your childhood?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, yep. You get somewhere else and somebody has bad behavior, and then they're not going to have friends, and then they just rage on their whoever they're dating.
Yeah, you establish this, like, early adolescence, like, brotherhood-type bond with
them.
Yeah. We're going to get out of here. We're going to make it, you know, and then... I don't know. And then you look back, you're like, oh, man, you're terrible.
Yeah.
I like how no matter where you grew up, you want to get out of there.
Yeah.
Let's get the fuck out of this.
I really wanted to
town.
Stay.
Yeah.
Well, you're not the small town homer. You're not the.
No, man, I'm with you. I was like engaged at 19 and like ready to settle down. I had a great career at Circuit City. And I was just on top of the world. And then she broke my heart.
Oh, Circuit City did by closing all their stores?
Yeah. Well, that was rough.
And I don't play with electronics anymore.
Yeah. Haven't touched them since.
It's been hard. I don't know what's going on in the world.
There's this guy that we pick up furniture from, and for years he would brag about how he didn't have a cell phone to just strangers. Like, we're picking up furniture. He's like, still don't have a cell phone. I'm like, I've never talked to you before.
Right.
I don't need it.
Still haven't given me any reason to contact you. This. So I'll continue to knock on your door.
I'm a little bit like that. Not in a braggy way. I like to wait until it's absolutely necessary, you know? Like, I didn't get a cell phone until okay, I fucking
bet you meant
to
call
to
someone.
Get a cell phone now.
Like, what?
Oh, man, I really got to call somebody. Guess I should buy a cell phone. Fuck. No, but like... The iPhone I only bought because I fell into a pool and broke my phone. And I was just like, well, what am I going to not buy an iPhone now?
Yeah.
Got to do it. That's the only one. I've only bought the first generation iPhone.
Oh, wow. I started with the fourth.
You know what I wish were a thing? Before cell phones, if people just carried around landline phones and like went to their friend's house and were like, hey, man, you mind if I jack in?
Yeah. Your number goes with you. You just got to plug it in.
Yeah.
I only got four jacks, dude.
Yeah, instead of
what's
asking
your Wi-Fi?
To use their phone or what's their Wi-Fi, like, hey, man, can I just jack in real quick? Like, they could make some cool phones. That's got all your contacts programmed on it.
Yeah, man. They do have those old phones with, like, 10 memory things or whatever.
Just bring your own landline.
Do you guys remember any phone numbers?
Oh, yeah, I remember most of them.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Sounds like you don't.
What do you mean?
Most of my childhood friends.
Yeah.
I would make songs out of them. That's how I'd remember.
I kind of went to do do
yeah.
do
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 do.
God damn you nerds.
Is that like a song? It's like, oh yes, Lollipop. Lollipop, Lollipop. Ooh, la.
Gosh, that was.
Do you remember your, let me see if I can pull out, because I used to call Kim back then. Let me see if I can pull out her
okay,
number.
Okay, well, don't give the.
Say
oh,
it.
Yeah. Oh, it's the same, right?
Yeah.
I'll just blank out the first number.
Bleeping this.
And then all the rest of
them
you can
third
actually
one.
Use.
So it definitely was a It was a 667 or 663. I'm going to guess it was a 667.
You're already wrong.
Oh, wow. So it was a 9?
Yeah.
Okay. 669. There wasn't a... Hold on. Let me look at a phone.
What do you want to look at a phone?
Well, half the memory is the buttons, you know?
Yep. I do know.
I don't remember any. I remember my parents' phone number, and that's it.
But I didn't call Kim that much. Like, I tell you, you know, Schinkels, Sturgis, Bill, Jed, Blue. Like, I got all their numbers still memorized.
He knows Sturgis' number still.
Those are all real names. Those aren't even nicknames.
Oh, I thought that was a joke. Those are all real names?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I know all the names. Foot, Head, Skip, Tripper.
Whatever the numbers were, they didn't work for me. I want to say 1374.
No.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm not even close, right?
You got the 1-3.
3-3? No.
No. All right, well, this is
not
entertaining.
We'll get it. No, we'll get it.
Well,
we'll get it,
give me another shot.
No, but do you remember any phone numbers since having a cell phone? Because you don't actually dial anything.
The only people that, I don't know, like, you remembered phone numbers when still during the time of landlines, and then when you got, I remember getting, like, my first cell phone, so I naturally wanted to do the same. Like, okay, yeah. I want to, like, know.
Yeah.
In case of emergency, I can, like, you know, call my mom, my brother, my best friend.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I go to jail, my parents are going to get a phone call. That's the only number I know.
Yeah.
Call somebody in L.A., please. Have them come bail me out of jail.
Can I look at my phone? It's dead.
It's also going to be 4 in the morning their time.
Yeah.
There's this phone I've been looking at called a Mulita. And a Mulita is just like, it's just a white e-ink phone. It's just black and white. You can call and text and take pictures with it, and that's it. Sounds nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds nice.
But you're on a computer all day, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't have computer in my life as much anymore.
Yeah.
It was a sad time when I switched to a laptop. I was like, I guess I can do this now.
All the time. Yeah.
A laptop is a computer.
Well, yeah, but for a while, laptop.
What?
I had it on my laptop.
Yeah, but I just forgot all the software once I switched to a laptop.
Why?
Because I needed that power. Because I was always running too many things.
What? I don't see computer. I see opportunity. I see a tool.
I'm looking at a tool right here. Who doesn't know how to use a laptop?
No, I edit the show on there, and
and we'll edit that right
but
out.
I don't. I can't edit anymore. It sucks. Video.
It would take you a day. To be like, oh.
I might get
right
back into it because I'm pretty funny still.
Editors are the funniest.
That's true.
What's the most mind altered you guys have been?
I've never. Well, no. I've blacked out once, but it was in the presence of family. So it wasn't like at some random party where I blacked out.
Now, but define blackout because. I'm not sure I ever blacked out.
That's good. That's a good thing.
Well, but I could be wrong, because people will tell me things, and then I'll remember them. But
no,
very rarely will people tell me things, and I go, wow, I don't remember that.
Basically, you get your normal super drunk spins, right?
Uh-huh.
Where there's this period of time between... There's this period of time between when you are, like, super spinny and asleep. And, like, it usually doesn't last for long. It's usually, like, tops, like, half hour.
Uh-huh.
And it's basically, like, when you think back to the night, you remember up to the point of, like, a certain event, like, you walking outside, or you, like, walking into a basement, or you,
yeah,
like, seeing a person. And then after that, that you just think, like, oh, that's probably when I fell asleep. But people go, no, 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 you didn't. We then went to Jack in the Box and you ordered 14 tacos.
But then,
like,
do you remember
you
that
about?
Once they tell you that?
Nope.
Okay.
That's when it's like when you truly can't
right
remember it, but you have, like, witnesses saying that it happened.
Yeah.
But it's usually, like, a brief window. You can't, I don't think you can black out for, like, hours. Be like, oh, I blacked out and then you know, worked on something for 4 hours.
It seems like maybe you would come back at some point.
Yeah, you'd probably come back, yeah. But I only ever truly had, like, drinking that much one time.
Why were you, what was, a funeral or something?
No, it was, I was with my brother when I was, like, high school. I, like, just started drinking. They just came out with the flavored Smirnoff, the apple, green apple.
Okay.
And, boy, that stuff tastes like juice, and I love juice.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm just going to keep drinking this all night. And so I pretty much drank, like, a whole tall bottle of that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it ended up in a wheelbarrow.
Oh, so you're not talking about the malt. You're talking about just the flavored vodka.
So good. It was delicious. Yeah. It's like you're going to take this thing.
It tastes
that
like
I already kind of like Jolly Rancher. You're going to make it taste good. Yeah, that's fucked up.
Well, that's dangerous because that's like 80 proof or something, right?
Who knows?
But now, well, here's what I'm saying. Now they have these flavored, like soda waters.
Oh, like White Claw?
Yeah, like White
Claw. Are we allowed to say that?
Yeah, sure.
Like Caucasian...
Caucasian
Talon?
Pinchers?
Yeah.
What did you say?
Talon? Caucasian Talon? Yeah.
That's your other band name.
Alcoholic Seltzers? You know, I really... It's not
Caucasian
just like...
Caucasian Talon, I'll bet, is a white supremacist alt-right band.
Yeah, guaranteed. Guaranteed. Fuck.
So wait, that's the most altered your mind has been when you drank too much?
Yeah, probably. Like, where I guess I felt like I...
You weren't in control, first
off. Yeah, that's right. The scary thing. Like, no control. It's weird to have people tell you, like, that you didn't do that. Because I've been hypnotized. At the county fair, I've been hypnotized,
wow.
For sure. I couldn't wait.
No, tell this story.
I've always wanted to be hypnotized. Like, okay. I had to do it. I'm like, I got to see what this is all about.
Set the scene. Is this, you're in the audience, and
I'm
it's
in
a
the audience.
Okay.
They need volunteers. Yeah. I am just desperate to be a volunteer. That's all I want. All I want is to go up there.
Sorry, guys. My back hurts
no,
really
it's all
bad.
Good. They call on me. I'm just like, I feel so blessed that, dogs barking. I'm so blessed that I got chosen to go up there. And basically what it is like, you are well aware that you're doing dumb shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like being on stage and you're doing a bit, but you're just like you're like a little buzzed or you're on Xanax or something.
Yeah.
Like you just don't give a shit. Where the you know this guy in a suit's like
that's basically every time I've been on stage.
Right. This guy's like, uh-oh, looks like you're a chicken now, and you're like, yeah, goddamn right I am, and you just do the chicken thing, and you feel so comfortable doing it. There's like no hesitation, no fear, no anything. You're just like up there, just living it up, just living your best life.
Wow.
Enjoying the time you're up there. You're looking at
this
people.
This is so great to hear this perspective.
Yeah. I knew everything he was asking me to do. It wasn't like, wait, I thought I was just sitting there. What? You
yeah.
know, like you're like, yep, all right, cool, let's do it. And you
okay.
get up. So like you are.
So you don't believe you're a chicken.
No,
he just says like,
no.
Be a chicken. And you're like, yeah, I'll be a fucking chicken.
Yeah,
let's do it.
You just like, you just, it's like a weird mental state of relaxation where you don't care about anything. Anything at all. Just, yep, no problem. That, to me, is, like, scarier than truth serum.
Yeah, I wonder, it reminds
me
of,
great.
Like,
I want to do
wizard.
That every morning.
It did. Yeah, well, they hypnotize people to quit smoking and
right.
stuff, you know, and to lose weight. Like, it works. I think you fall out of it, you
I
know.
I feel like those are wizard powers, and, like, you could have a cult on accident.
What if I showed up?
Yeah, yeah
what
you're
if,
totally good.
What if I showed up to every pitch meeting, and you know how they make you wait there for, like, 10, 20 minutes?
Yeah.
If I just had a hypnotist and I go, oh, hey, I'm waiting. I'm here for the 2:00. I'm seeing Michael Johnson.
Damn.
Okay, we'll tell him.
And within that brief window of time, you bring him in.
Hit me. And he goes, okay, breathe deep, deep, deep. You're counting down from 10 to 9. And I just get hypnotized. And then he's like, you're going to do really good in this pitch.
Whoa.
And then I just go, and I do really good in the pitch.
I mean, it probably would work because I felt comfortable. I mean, there was one.
It'd also be a really funny thing to do in the lobby.
What if this was a cop show and like all the notes you get, you're like, yeah, sure, that sounds great.
Well, like you...
whatever sells, man.
Yeah,
I'll work good, it out
so,
later.
So it's a cop confidence. Show.
you came here to win, and we appreciate that. Yeah, so like that was the second most altered state that I could be in. You know, it wasn't like.
I'm so glad you told that story because I've always wondered.
Yeah, and yeah, we've never heard anybody. Yeah,
anyone who tells you they like had no idea what was going on is playing into like the trope of it.
See, well, but I have heard that like people will play along just because they're on stage and they don't want to like disappoint the audience and stuff like that.
Good point. It's very possible that maybe I didn't get hypnotized.
Well, but you didn't care.
It's maybe possible that I'm just a good sport. I don't know, but I like to think that I did because I don't normally feel that way.
It like, seems like if you were that game and you were having that good of a time, that probably you were a little hypnotized or something. Like something happened
because they go there's like a elimination process before they get through it. You've seen it, yeah. We've all been to a.
You're no good. You're no good.
And they'll be like, "I'm so sorry. Like, please step down. Like, you're not right for this or whatever."
Right. Yeah.
I think it's people who are.
It's basically the meditative state. I think.
Yeah.
And like, if you can't get there.
Yeah.
Sure, you're present and aware, but like, some people just can't quiet their mind enough.
I think if you show any signs of like skepticism. Either.
What am I doing? What am I doing? What am I doing?
Like, if you're looking around, like, what's going on? You know, they're like, nah, get lost, kick rocks. But
well, yeah, especially if you have bad intentions, like you're getting up there just to not be hypnotized.
Is that a small town saying?
What?
Get lost, kick rocks.
Get lost, kick rocks.
Kick rocks. It's like from the 50s.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Yeah, I'm an old soul. Yeah. So, but that was fun. I remember everything they had us do was really fun, and I even remember like. You know, sometimes when you're on stage doing something really embarrassing, I tend to, like, not make much eye contact with the people in the crowd.
Yeah.
It's just, like, me up there. I'm by myself and I'm looking side stage.
That's why the lights are always so low, right?
Yeah.
I do not want to see those people.
But, like, you're just in a diaper. Being up there. being like, I pooped. No, I remember, like, looking at my family and stuff, and it was just, like, big thumbs up. Like, having a good time. Like, so, yeah, I'm, like, pretty sure I was hypnotized, because, like, I'd be so embarrassed. Like,
yeah, it's like, what?
Any other time. Yeah, it'd be great. It'd be so good to be hypnotized before any time you had to go through anything.
Totally.
Nerve-wracking.
Why doesn't that exist? I'm like, oh, yeah, I can do it in 5 minutes.
Yeah, I feel like because it was like...
You want to drive to Washington, D.C.? I'll get you. Come here.
It was seen, I don't know, it was like some sort of wizardry or like, you know, it was seen as bad, but it's actually pretty nice.
What scene?
No, not a scene. Hypnotism is seen as like, I think there's some sort of like stigma behind it at some point. I don't know.
I think it's just like magic,
work.
Like how people make fun of magicians.
Right.
But then you see a magician and you're like, this is great.
Yeah.
So I think it's like that. I think people just don't respect it or whatever. It's like juggling kind of.
Yeah.
Like, good job, man.
What does
you're
he
juggling.
Do? Just that stupid juggle? And then you go and it's the most amazing thing.
Like, it's amazing, fuck. But it's also like, this. I don't know, this is not for me.
Yeah, it's like, I like it. I appreciate it. It's just always been funny to me that you can learn how to do something by yourself and make money doing it. Oh yeah, you know, I juggle guitars.
I think that's
the first.
But that's the whole reason for the stigma. It's like, this guy learned magic. That means he doesn't have any friends.
This person walks from one building to the next on a wire. I don't think we're gonna have breakfast.
Yeah. Not my team.
Willie, what's the most altered you've been?
I for like 2 years, I used to go to a lot of raves. And so I was doing ecstasy every other weekend. And the only time I did mushrooms, I was on ecstasy, which that's why I haven't done them since. Because I'm like, that was pretty fucking lit. There was this giant...
It was lit?
I mean, like, I was fucked up. And
you liked it?
Well, I don't like
losing. It sounds like you didn't like it, but then you said it was lit.
Well,
I
liked it, but I didn't want to...
It's a different kind of lit.
Yeah, I have a fear.
It is?
Yeah, like...
I don't know the drug terms.
You know, you're saying lit like you're fucked up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, dude, I am lit right now.
Oh, like, not like Blink-182 lit.
No.
There was a pile of naked people fucking making out, and there was like... 30 to 50 people in it. And I kept going closer and closer to them. and I'm right here, and I can see somebody's face looking at me while he's making out, and then he gets sucked back into the thing, the pile, and it was just a fucking rock. And I could see people, I could see, I went up all the way to it. Now, everyone I was with, I was like, do you see this? I don't know.
What parts were real and what?
I thought the whole thing was a pile of naked people. And as close as I got, I even touched it. When I touched it, it kind of looked like a rock for a second. But even then, when I touched it, like a head looked at me, you know, like.
Was this like a granite?
Yeah, yeah.
Like a,
was it like a sedimentary? Boulder?
It was a giant boulder. It was next to a river. It was like an outdoor rave.
And you thought it was a pile of people?
Yeah. And wow. I couldn't unsee it.
And you wanted to touch
it.
The people?
Yeah, because I was like, I didn't believe it.
That's problem number one, consent.
Yeah, man.
Ask the rock.
Problem number two, there's a river right there.
Yeah.
And you don't even know what a rock is.
Dude, that's dangerous as hell, really?
It was cool. I mean,
it's cool.
There was,
it
was awesome. There was a, there was a kayaker in the water, like, doing kayak moves for us. It was in the middle of the night.
That doesn't sound right either. Are you sure about that?
Did someone like catch you or was like, don't believe it's lies?
I'm what's a kayak too. Move? A spin?
Oh, yeah, well, you know, like they could go
360,
under.
360, my man.
That's it. He's just doing 360.
Or hot dog, hamburger.
Check
or
it out. I'm doing 360s.
Yeah. Damn.
Doing hot dogs and hamburgers out here.
Yeah. 360s of all shapes and sizes.
And then they had a laser show on the mountain next to us. It was fucking rad.
Yeah. My favorite kayak trick is when you just throw the paddle away and you just let the current take you and do what it wants to
just
do.
Just like when you surf.
Yeah. Be like, uh-oh, waterfall, check out this trip. Throw the paddle. Fucking take me now.
My favorite kayak trick is not getting in one.
Right. They're terrifying.
Yeah. Well, let's wrap it up.
Wait, what's your most?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't do anything.
Bummer.
So have you ever had, like, a panic attack where you lost control or...
A panic
some
attack?
Some sort of, like, psychotic break.
Like, to me, actually where... a panic attack is probably the
oh,
most
Oh, yeah, there was that time
been.
Where I pissed my pants in front of the whole class and said, Daddy's waiting, and ran outside.
Oh, boy. But was Daddy waiting?
No, I made it up.
Oh.
Because I was in a I was panicked. No, let's see. I mean, I guess the drinking thing, like, just, I don't know. I'm afraid of drugs. I'm afraid of that loss of control.
Yeah.
So I've never done any hallucinogens or anything like that. I got nothing. I don't want to lose. I'm terrified of shrooms because then... I would let all my walls down.
So you would say that your anti-drug is fear.
My anti-drug is fear. Yeah, I guess that tracks.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. That's cool, man.
Fear is also, you know, why my life is horrible.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
That's why I drink. That's why I would need a hypnotist before meetings.
Yeah.
I kind of want to do that.
I know.
I think that would be funny as shit.
Does that mean you can't do a hypnotist episode now? Since we talked about it?
No.
Oh, no. What?
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm just saying.
We'll try to get a hypnotist
on.
We've
done like 200 of these things.
Oh, God. Okay, cool.
Everyone's already heard everything.
Oh, God.
This is not...
Okay. I got you.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. Do you have anything you want to plug or your Twitter or anything like that?
Oh yeah, Twitter's at Bud Anthony Diaz. Follow me on Instagram too. I make hilarious videos for my family, pretty much. They're great.
Wait, do you have two Instagrams?
I do. Yeah, I have one.
Oh,
called...
so I'm just following the photograph one.
Yeah,
and not
you're
the...
only following this supplementary account where I
didn't know that.
That's all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, you must have liked one of my posts from that or something.
I think I may have tagged you in something. Maybe at like a show at the pack, maybe?
Perhaps,
yeah. And you started following it. But no, I have like an actual Instagram account.
I'll look
that's
it
just
up.
My photo account.
But Anthony Diaz, same as Twitter?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Same as Twitter.
Any films that are coming out?
Yeah, I have. I made a short film last year called More Than a Feeling that is kind of like playing around a bunch of... film festivals right now.
Nice.
We just played at the Walla Walla Movie Crush, and then we just did the Nevada City Film Festival.
Do you try to go to all those?
I freaking try, man. It's expensive. Yeah. There's one, I can't say where, but there's one happening in Mexico next month. And yeah, I don't know if I'll be able to go. It's just like, it's really adding up. You know, people who like make a really hot film and do the whole festival thing, they must just go broke.
Yeah.
Like traveling credit and card doing broke. All this stuff. Yeah, it's yeah. crazy.
Yeah.
It's just so expensive. And like every now and again, you'll catch a break and someone will put you up somewhere, you know, but right. you still got to fly there. You still got to yeah. pay for everything. So, yeah. But yeah, we'll probably have like a LA premiere of that sometime soon. We just haven't really like thought about it. We, nice. Meaning me and the director, my co-writer. But yeah, so I've just been doing that thing for now.
Willie?
Willy Bad Movies on Instagram, and that's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right. I got nothing. I got nothing going on.
Yeah.
Give me fine. 6 months. Maybe something will happen.
Great.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And remember, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. Goodbye. Oh, wait. Bud, are you sticking around for the bonus episode?
Yeah.
All right. Go to our patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. We're going to continue the conversation over there.
Yeah.
Was that a Nirvana lyric?